What does motion sound like? With Kizik Hands Free Shoes, it sounds a little something like this. Experience the magic of motion. Get a free pair of socks with your first order at kizik.com/socks.
Welcome to Space Floor NBA Podcast. My name is Connor Gielan.
And I'm Connor Flannery.
This is our 20th official episode. Today, if you're on YouTube, you're seeing us live.
For the first time.
This is pretty exciting. This is our big announcement that we kind of alluded to last week. But yeah, we're going to be on YouTube with our faces from now on. And yeah. Audio podcast is still the audio podcast. Feel free either way. You're not really going to miss anything if you're on audio. We're not going to be doing any real, like,
anything special.
Anything special that you can only see on YouTube. Mm-hmm. So yeah, but today we're really just focusing on, we're reacting to the All-Star returns for fan voting. And then we're just going to, like usual, talk about some NBA news.
Yeah. All right, let's get into it. So as you guys have probably seen, over the course of the last like week or so, there's been sort of the first round of voting, the first round of returns, and the second round of returns for sort of how the voting is going, the leaders in the voting. And we've seen graphics of sort of the top 10 for guards and for front court players in both the Eastern and Western conferences. So we're going to be sort of going through that and saying some of the more notable things, right? Like, obviously, guys like LeBron James and Giannis Antetokounmpo are going to be leading the lists. But I think one we'll start off with is you would not expect Luka Doncic to be second in the Western Conference front court.
Which he is right now.
Yeah.
How many votes does Luka have?
He is 2.2 million compared to LeBron's almost 2.8 million.
Yeah, but you have to put this in context because he's also like he's halfway in between number three and number one. There's like kind of a healthy lead between him and number three, who's Paul George.
Paul George is like in between 1.8 and 1.9 million. So the fact that we have a rookie lighting the league up the way he is, but then getting the amount of like attention and love that he is, and being second behind only LeBron James himself, arguably the greatest player of all time.
This is really
in All-Star
stupid.
Voting. This is pretty really incredible.
Yeah, it's kind of dumb. Like, this is why I'm happy that the NBA kind of changed the rules, and so now it's like
fans have
some part in it, but you also have like the coaches, and I think the press has another vote in it.
The media, there's like a panel of the media that has like 25% say.
Yeah, and then the coaches, which is why like Dwayne Wade is kind of a lock in my opinion. We'll get to that later. But just like the coaches know what's up, even players that like the fans may not appreciate. Mm-hmm. The coaches kind of, because they like are game planning against these guys.
Yeah, the coaches and players build up a mutual respect for players that maybe we wouldn't even, that even like casual fans who aren't out there watching that player every night or having to study that other team's game plan wouldn't even think that player is somebody that you have to focus on as one of the elite players in the league.
Yeah, so talking about the West front court, you have LeBron, Luka, Paul George, Kevin Durant, Anthony Davis. LeBron, Paul George, Kevin Durant, Anthony Davis, they're like
that
locks.
Makes sense, of course.
They're the four best front court players. Yeah.
Like in the West.
Like, in the West.
Yeah.
Talking about. So that makes sense. Luka Doncic, I think the hype is kind of at an all-time high.
Yeah. I have a question for you. Because of this hype, is he being set up for sort of a disappointing season next year? Because I think that we've seen sort of this year guys like Donovan Mitchell, Jason Tatum,
Ben Simmons.
Not so much Ben Simmons. But those three guys were, I think, maybe not to the same extent, but seeing a ton of hype for their rookie year.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, this guy's only 18, 19, 20 years old and lighting the league on fire,
Jason
right?
Jason Tatum is still only 19.
So just the things that these guys are doing, right, it deserves a lot of attention and respect. But then when this season they're putting up similar numbers, and in some cases even maybe a little bit of a step down when we expected them to maybe even take a step up, maybe it's a little bit disappointing. I think that some fans would say that Donovan Mitchell and Jason Tatum are having a bit of a disappointing season. So
Jason Tatum started out lightning hot though.
I
don't think like their abilities have decreased or anything, except for Donovan Mitchell, he's just flat out like less efficient. But Jason Tatum, nothing has really changed with that Boston situation, in that they have like four All-Star caliber players.
But Gordon Hayward's back, right? And
even though he's like not that good.
But I think that Jaylen Brown has taken more of the hit because of that than Jason Tatum is. So yeah. But basically what I'm asking is, do you think that Luka Doncic might take a hit? Obviously, he's not even done with his rookie year, so it's kind of a little bit of a crazy thing to be thinking about, but...
Okay, I don't think so, because he kind of has... The reason why Ben Simmons, like, even though, like, nothing has really improved, like, the playmaking ability, even if he's not shooting the ball well... Well, I mean, Ben Simmons doesn't shoot the basketball, but even if he's not scoring... even if he's not scoring well, you're still going to have, like, the playmaking ability. I think Luka kind of has that. But also, he's just making shots, which I think that could maybe fall off. Who knows? But I think he'll be fine.
He'll contribute to the game.
What I don't like about this whole Luka Doncic, I love Luka Doncic. I think he's a great player. He's my twin from when he was like 15 years old. But like, watch the last episode. But I think just ESPN, bro, it's him and Zion every night.
That's true.
Every Instagram post a day.
And LeBron.
Just those three. Holy Trinity, bro. Just all three.
And then, of course, you got to compare them to each other.
Yeah,
you gotta compare. How is LeBron? Is that to Luka? Is that to Zion? Yeah.
It's ridiculous. He's exciting. He's 18 or 19 years old. He's not from the United States. Mm-hmm. He's kind of a guard. He's not a guard, but he plays like a guard.
He's got guard-type skills.
Yeah. And that's exciting. I get that. And that's how ESPN makes money, because people want to click on a Zion Williamson or, in this case, a Luka Doncic article. But it's just kind of annoying.
Yeah, I get it.
This hype is just kind of artificially built, just like it was for Lonzo Ball. Just like last year, it was built for Donovan Mitchell. Mm-hmm. Every year, it's just the NBA picks like one, or last year, I guess, two guys to just really, really focus on.
Yeah.
Which is, it just puts a lot of pressure on them. And just, and people are only seeing those highlights. People are seeing Luka Doncic highlights. They're not seeing, like, Rudy Gobert highlights. They're not seeing Steven Adams highlights.
And I also think that it's important to say that, I'm not saying that this will happen, but let's say that Zion Williamson wasn't the player that we all expect him to be as, you know, a top probably two pick in this upcoming draft, right? Then because of all of that attention that the media gave him, which he's not asking for, ESPN just happens to be featuring him every night. Bleacher Report happens to be posting every time he dunks the basketball. So all of a sudden his hype is so high, right? And he's being compared to the body type of LeBron James, and like, he's this high flyer that's thrilling and is going to be, you know, the next big thing in the NBA. So hyping him up in that way is almost setting him up for disappointment if he doesn't become like a generational talent, which is kind of disappointing.
People are still talking about Lonzo Ball if he has a bad shooting night. Like, come on.
Yeah. Like, he's a top two pick, but like, not every top two pick is going to be Michael Jordan. Like, chill out, right?
Yeah. And just, even if he's not that, like, let the man live. He shoots poorly one night. That's okay.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's not too surprising to see Luka Doncic at two, but it's kind of frustrating just because, like, he shouldn't be there.
Yeah. And I think you can make the argument that Luka Doncic should be an All-Star this year.
Reserve,
because
maybe.
Yeah. Because he's averaging like 20 points per game on okay efficiency. And he's leading the Mavericks, who are still sort of in the playoff race, kind of falling out of it, but still sort of in it. He's leading them as their probably best offensive player this year. So you can make an argument that Luka Doncic should be an All-Star, maybe as sort of like one of those two wild card spots at the end of the bench.
Mm-hmm.
But he should not be the second most voted player in the West.
Another player that should not be in this top 10 is DeMarcus Cousins, bro.
DeMarcus Cousins, the fact that he's on the list is...
honestly, it's kind of funny. Because no way he's going to be an All-Star. But
yeah.
It's just, it's that, I found that very, very funny.
The 10th player in the Western Conference front court.
Yeah.
DeMarcus Cousins should be on there. Draymond is also on there one spot above him. I don't know. I assume you would agree with this, that Draymond Green is not having an All-Star season.
He's not an All-Star. It's not even like he... Oh, yeah, it's Draymond Green, and his stats just don't show his true whatever.
Yeah, he's just not, impact. He hasn't been as good this year as he was last year.
While that is true,
his
shooting numbers
are atrocious.
Yeah, it's not like, oh, he's making like he's making like 23%, but like, you know, he's making an impact where like those threes really count. Like, no, like he's shooting like 23% from 3-point range. That's not okay when you're supposed to be the stretch four, like the guy that everyone just tried to emulate for the past 3 years. That's not okay. Plus his defense is kind of, it's still above average, but But, like, mm-hmm. I don't know if he's going to be out here, like, locking up guys like Kawhi Leonard that he might see in the playoffs.
Of course, Draymond Green is still one of the better defenders in the league. Yeah. We're not going to try to say that. But he's not putting together a defensive player of the year kind of season like we would have expected him to have going into the season.
Yeah. Also, his offense, his three-point shot isn't there. He's actually turning the ball over a lot.
He's turned into a bit of a turnover machine, which is like not Draymond-like.
Yeah.
Right? I think that for a power forward, he's always been a very good playmaker for this team.
I still think he's...
He still is.
I still think he's just a good player.
Of course.
Just not going to be...
And I would have argued that Draymond Green is not an all-star type of talent. That maybe he puts together
a whole another conversation.
That maybe he puts together an all-star kind of value to the Warriors team. But I would argue that at no point in his career has he been an all-star type of talent. But that's a conversation for another day.
We could make a whole 40-minute episode just on that.
Yeah. All right.
Wait, last guy in the West front court. I don't think Kyle Kuzma is going to be an all-star. No. I don't know why he's top eight.
Yeah.
I think it's literally just that he plays for the Lakers. He's having a good season. Don't get me wrong. But, like... Yeah, the Lakers are going to have one all-star this year. There's no getting around that.
No, he might be their second-best player so far this season. But
they don't have two all-stars.
Yeah, they don't have two all-stars. And above him, Steven Adams and Nikola Jokic, 100% understandable. They're putting together great seasons, and they should definitely be an all-star conversation.
Will Steven Adams be an all-star?
I doubt it.
Yeah.
Because I feel like rim-protecting centers, like we'll get to this later, but... Rim protecting centers like Clint Capella, Rudy Gobert, Steven Adams, that are kind of defensive anchors but aren't going to put up huge points per game numbers. Like, I think Steven Adams is only averaging something like 15.
15.5 and 10.
Rudy Gobert is like averaging like 14 or something. I was looking this up earlier. Those kind of players just aren't going to be the kind of guys that like the fans are going to vote a lot for.
Yeah.
But maybe though, with the coaches and the players... might see Steven Adams on the list and be like, all right, yeah, Steven Adams is one of the toughest guys to score on because he's the defensive anchor, him or Paul George, is the defensive anchor for
the number one defense in the league.
So we'll see. I just think there's – Luka Doncic is probably going to be an all-star based on these returns. So I assume that's just like one extra spot that makes it that, – that's just taken, I guess, from the usual – the guys who make the All-Star team every year.
Western Conference guards. Number one, Steph Curry, of course.
Makes sense.
My man. Number two, Derrick Rose.
I like this story.
Pause.
I like the story, but I'm not sure he's really an All-Star this year. He's contributing to the Timberwolves offense significantly, right? It's close to 19 points per game on like 45-ish percent from both the field and from three. Incredible efficiency. Putting up big numbers. Obviously, huge comeback year. Great story. And to be honest, I would actually kind of like to see Derrick Rose in the All-Star game. Maybe that's just me, but like, no, clearly it's not just me.
I'm a hater if I don't.
Like, you're not a hater.
I feel like there are dudes who deserve it more.
Exactly. There definitely are.
In terms of
this season are having a better season. Right? Well, but like,
of course. Like, that's just... That's a stupid statement, because like number seven on the list, DeMar DeRozan, is obviously better than Derrick Rose. But I'm saying, I don't think that his story is great.
Yeah.
But I don't think it's like last year of a career, or even like rookie sensation, like Luka Doncic. Like, I don't think his performance is enough to, or his storyline combined, is enough to like be that guy.
I'll get to this later because I'm going to put together my full All-Star ballot and have you react to it. But I think that there's only enough room on the All-Star team for one of the two story players that we're seeing on this list. Those being Luka Doncic and Derrick Rose. Luka Doncic being the rookie superstar.
You think one of them will make it?
I think one of them will make it. I don't think there's enough room for both of them.
I don't know if either of them will make it.
I'm pretty sure the fact they're both second in voting and the fans count for like 50% or something, is as long as there are some coaches and some players voting for Luka or Derrick Rose, they're gonna make it, right?
Maybe we can talk about them more in a little bit. Going down this list, we have Harden at three, Westbrook at four. That's fine. Klay Thompson at five. I think that's interesting, just because mm-hmm. shot well from the field. I love Klay Thompson.
He's upped it in the
Klay Thompson has grown on me so much because, like, just for this season, like, he's a phenomenal shooter. I love that. But when he doesn't have a good shooting night, he's like, who's going to tell me what to do? You can maybe get Steph or Ray Allen or Reggie Miller in here. Anyone else, like, or do they have the credentials to teach me how to shoot or to how to?
He's one of the best shooters ever. Yeah, and he knows it.
Which I kind of love that.
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't think he's shooting the ball well enough to be an all-star, because he's shooting like 34% from three.
I think it's 36 now, but like,
which like that's isn't still horrible.
But like, when you're Klay Thompson and that's what you're known for, that's your bread and butter, is being a catch and shoot 3-point guy.
He's still averaging like 20.
Yeah, but when you're Klay Thompson, to be an all-star, you would expect him to shoot better than like 35% from three.
Yeah.
Still should be in conversation, though, right? I think what's interesting is that if Klay doesn't make it, if DeMarcus obviously won't, and if Draymond doesn't make it, which it looks very, very likely that Draymond won't, I'd be very surprised if he did.
Yeah.
Then the Warriors would only have two All-Stars when
that's kind
of all five of their starters were All-Stars last year.
When you see every like big Instagram basketball page, like, the Warriors have five All-Stars, the Warriors have five All-Stars, the Warriors have five All-Stars.
Make that two.
Make that two. That's facts.
Yeah.
That's also, just like, the West is insane, and you just added, like, LeBron James. I mean, you got rid of Jimmy Butler, but still. Yeah. Like, the past two seasons, you've added, like,
occupied,
like, three or four, like, All-Star spots with, like, all the trades. I remember 2017 offseason, I think, where, like, you had Chris Paul going west, you had Paul George going west.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, just the West has so much more all-stars than the East, in my opinion.
That definitely this year, and I think right now pretty much we're moving into my ballot, but when we get to the bottom of the West, it's very, very tight for, like, who's going to fill the last few spots.
Yeah.
All right, so let's start off with the West.
Wait, I just want to say, like, one more thing about the East. I think Vince Carter, we don't know if it's his last year. He finished seventh on the East front court. I don't think he'll get it, just because the same reason that Dirk Nowitzki isn't getting it, because they haven't really established that, hey, this is their last season.
Yeah.
If Dirk announced today that this was his last season in the NBA,
I think he would.
The fan voting would just go insane.
Yeah.
But Dirk doesn't even want that spotlight, which is, I kind of love him for that.
Yeah. All right, let's talk really, I forgot, we didn't even go over these, but, like, really quickly, in the front court, Jason Tatum, Vince Carter, Gordon Hayward, Al Horford probably won't even be in conversation, and Pascal Siakam probably won't even be really close to being All-Stars this year. The other guys, Giannis, Kawhi, Joel, Jimmy, and Blake will probably all be All-Stars, and if not All-Stars, then...
What I noticed is like almost everyone on the front court list is from like three teams or four teams, like the top four teams in the East besides Vince Carter and Blake Griffin.
Yeah.
And then guards.
Kyrie will make it. Kemba will make it. Ben Simmons, Victor Oladipo will probably make it.
Yeah.
Bradley Beal I think there's a good chance. Kyle Lowry, he's not on my ballot, spoiler alert, but he could.
Dwayne Wade's gonna be an All-Star. He just is.
It's just gonna happen.
I'm okay with that.
He's second in the Eastern Conference.
This is last
guard
season,
voting.
And he's the third greatest shooting guard of all time.
After Kobe MJ. And MJ, yeah.
MJ and Kobe.
Obviously MJ first, yeah.
That's just our like reactions, I guess, to the East and the West first returns. We have three kind of overhyped. Not overhyped. We have three players that shouldn't be where they are based on their play, but just based on their storyline. Dwayne Wade, Luka Doncic, and Derrick Rose. Yeah. Right. I think kind of expected when you're dealing with fans.
Okay. So, my ballot. We're going to start off with the Western Conference, the starters. All right? Stephen Curry. Agreed?
Yes.
James Harden.
Yeah.
Agreed?
Yes.
Paul George.
Disagree.
LeBron James.
But we're talking about starters.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
LeBron James.
Agree.
And then Anthony Davis. All right. So Paul George. It's, I think, pretty clearly either between Paul George and Kevin Durant. The reason that I went with Paul George is because he's legitimately putting together an MVP-type season.
Okay, every time Durant steps on the court...
it's an MVP-type season. Yeah. Yes. But I think that also... it's more unusual for Paul... we haven't seen that kind of season for Paul George, for one. Two, he's also putting together a Defensive Player of the Year-type season, which I don't think anybody was really expecting. Right? I think Defensive Player of the Year is probably going to come down to Paul George and Anthony Davis, at least from right now. Anthony Davis was pretty clearly a candidate. I don't think Paul George was like at the top of people's lists.
Yeah, but also you can say that, okay, the Thunder have the number one defense, even without Andre Roberson, because they have Russell Westbrook, who's athletic and a good defender when he tries. Leading the
league in steals.
That doesn't mean you're a good defender, but still.
Yeah, just saying. Yeah, yeah. I don't think Russell Westbrook is even that good of a defender, but he's leading
the league. When he tries, he's a good defender. Mm-hmm. Paul George, of course. You have like a bunch of like long athletic dudes.
Yeah.
You got Jeremy Grant, and you got Steven Adams, who's like one of the best defensive centers in the NBA.
And couldn't make the All-Star team because of it.
Because of it, yeah.
Yeah.
Honestly, he could be a Defensive Player of the Year candidate.
He could. He could.
Like, is he more entitled to that than Paul George? That might be a different discussion, it's definitely a debate.
Yeah. All right, so going back to... why I have Paul George over KD is just because I think that this season for Paul George is more surprising than it is for KD. KD is having a KD-type season.
Is that like a storyline?
A little bit. Paul George is putting together a season. Last year, this was Russell Westbrook's team. Russell Westbrook was the first option. Russell Westbrook was their leading scorer. You know, Russell Westbrook was basically the heart and soul of this team.
I want to talk about Thunder-Spurs game for like a second after this.
Yeah, and I think that... well, that's true. Russell Westbrook is the face of the franchise. A lot more of the time this year, Paul George is handing the reins to... Russell Westbrook is handing the reins to Paul George and saying kind of like, go do your thing. And Paul George has become the team's first option on offense. And I think that he's their best or second best defensive player. You know, I think it's tight.
Yeah. I kind of understand. Like, obviously, these two dudes are both, like, top... 3-4 front court players.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, 3-4 front court players. I just think Kevin Durant is just better. And
yeah.
Paul George has been putting up numbers.
Yeah,
Kevin Durant has too. And Durant, he can just do it all, man.
Yeah, I know. And I'm not saying that Paul George is a better player than Kevin Durant. Kevin Durant is the second best player in the league behind LeBron James himself. But this year, Paul George is my starter in the front court.
Fine. He's one of my starters. Same lineup except Kevin Durant.
All right. Bench.
Tell me.
The guards, Damian Lillard and Russell Westbrook.
Bet.
Front court, Kevin Durant. Obviously for you, it's going to be Paul George. Nikola Jokic and Kat.
Bet.
Then the wild cards. This is
where it gets interesting, especially with the West.
I said before that there's going to be room for, I think, one of the two story kind of players. This is my vote. Is like this isn't who I think is gonna make the team. This is gonna be like my opinion on who should make the team. One of the two players
should. Okay.
Are Luka Doncic and Derrick Rose. One of those two should make it as the last wild card spot. Doesn't matter to me which it is. You can make an argument for both. And then the other player is the most controversial, probably, of anything that we will talk about today. And it could be...
give me those players.
DeMar DeRozan, Devin Booker, Klay Thompson, Stephen Adams, Clint Capella, Rudy Gobert, Danilo Gallinari, or Tobias Harris.
By the way, you guys may be thinking, like, Danilo Gallinari, why is he on that list? He's kind of been a bucket this year.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
And also, I think the Clippers... I almost put Tobias Harris as just my definite thing, and that it's going to be Luka Doncic / Derrick Rose and Tobias Harris. I decided that we were just going to talk it out because I think it was almost too close. But Tobias Harris and Danilo Gallinari, I think that one of them, you could definitely make the argument that one of them should be an All-Star because the Clippers are like the fifth seed in the league right now. They're both shooting like 40, like I think Tobias Harris is like 50% and like 42%. And Danilo Gallinari is like 45 and like above 45. It's like they're having incredible seasons in terms of efficiency.
On your list of players,
mm-hmm.
Do you have LaMarcus Aldridge?
I don't. I left him out.
Was that intentional?
It was not.
It was unintentional. Okay.
It was unintentional. My bad. That was unintentional.
Honestly, I think I think, because I was thinking about DeMar DeRozan. By the way, like, my opinion on this, Luka and Derrick Rose are both not going to make the All-Star game. There's not going to be the storyline player. I'm underestimating fan voting, but I would just say no. There are too many good players that you just named out of that, like, eight or nine person list.
Pretty much everybody,
one of them make it.
Pretty much everybody on this list is could be an All-Star like most years.
Yeah, I'm saying, I'm just going to go through your list here. I'm looking at your computer where I'm just going to cross off people. Devin Booker, crossing off.
Team's not good enough?
Team's not good enough.
He's averaging like 24.
We had this conversation already. We had this conversation like three episodes ago with our top 25 players. Top 10 players under 25. Devin Booker, it's just not doing it for me. That team should be all right. They have win now players to be not by far the worst team in the league.
Yeah, I guess.
Klay Thompson, I'm going to pass. Right. Steven Adams, also going to pass. Clint Capella, cross off the list. Rudy Gobert, cross off the list, just because their defense fell down a little bit. Danilo Gallinari, cross off the list. So I'm fine.
Tobias Harris or DeMar DeRozan.
Or Steven Adams.
Or Klay Thompson. On Steve. Passes in there.
No comment.
Okay.
So I'm looking at your computer with DeMar DeRozan, Klay Thompson, Steven Adams, and Tobias Harris. Their names like highlighted in my mind. I think.
And LaMarcus Aldridge.
And LaMarcus Aldridge. Because I don't know, like, I want to talk about that Spurs game after. Because, like, that's just in my mind right now. It's kind of the same effect where everyone thinks Harden's the MVP because he's had, like, 12 games of being insane. I kind of want to go DeMar DeRozan. And I kind of want to go Tobias Harris.
I don't think that's crazy.
Yeah.
I can be down with that.
I don't know where LaMarcus Aldridge fits in there, just because, like, in my mind, he's a bucket getter right now, because, like, 2 days ago, he just violated the Thunder.
Yeah. Like I said before, I almost just put Tobias. I left these two wild card spots just open for the West, because I thought that it was so close. But I almost put that, like, story player and Tobias Harris.
I'm telling you right now.
I like Tobias Harris. They deserve one All-Star.
They do. I think they do.
Yeah.
The Clippers have two max contract spots available this summer. Tobias Harris wants one of those spots. I think he's going to get close to it. But who knew? Maybe Tobias Harris knew that he's playing for that big contract.
Yeah.
So good for him. Go get that bag.
Yeah.
So, yeah, those are my kind of picks. But there's so many players in the Western
Conference. Talk quickly about the Spurs game. You wanted to do it.
Yeah. So, LaMarcus Aldridge, shot maker. He's a bucket getter, bro. I didn't watch the game. I watched like a good 15-minute highlight reel of like almost every basket that was scored in the game. He's a bucket getter, bro. Whether you can talk about like the officials or the Paul George like tech or whatever, that was such a good game, bro. And you see the Spurs made 14 threes to start the game, breaking an NBA record. And he just kind of had everything working. But it's scary that you had to have that to beat the best defense in the league in the Thunder. Who have two All-Stars.
That's true.
And two top seven.
If it takes that kind of performance, a 56-point game from LaMarcus Aldridge, like you said, 14 three-pointers.
The Thunder also played their asses off.
Yeah.
Like Russell Westbrook, 24 and 24.
They beat them in triple overtime.
Double.
Oh. Almost went to triple then.
It almost went to triple overtime.
So double overtime. My apologies. That is pretty scary. That's pretty scary for the rest of the league.
LaMarcus was just making every shot. Like Steven Adams was getting cooked, bro. He's getting cooked.
Yeah. So does that mean Steven Adams cross off and LaMarcus Aldridge slide right in there?
I mean, yeah. Like, ahead of him.
That's what I want to say.
I
respect it.
That made me realize, like, LaMarcus is back. Like, LaMarcus is back. LaMarcus is that man. Like, he had a bad, like, December or something. But, yeah, he's that man. And the Thunder played really well, too. And just the Spurs role players, that's what it looks like if everyone plays their role on the Spurs. They can be a very good team when another really good team is playing well. That's all I wanted to say.
All right, so moving on to the East. Starters. Kyrie, Kemba, Kawhi, Giannis, JoJo. Joel Embiid.
Say that again.
Kyrie.
Yeah.
Kemba.
Yeah.
Kawhi.
Yes.
Giannis.
Yeah, yeah, okay.
Joel.
I agree. I just wanted to pick
Kemba that. Slow down a little bit so you can make the argument that maybe someone like Victor Oladipo should be up there.
Yeah, I was thinking that. Him. But also, Victor Oladipo kind of, his numbers are a bit down.
Yeah. And I also just have, I have respect for Kemba because, you know, hashtag free Kemba. he's kind of by himself, right? And the season he's putting together, the fact that the Hornets aren't one of the worst teams in the league. I guess they're pretty bad, but like they aren't the single worst team in the league right now. I don't know, that's
impressive.
He's working some magic right now.
I think plus the fan vote could help him a lot there too. Because like Indiana, Victor Oladipo, like no one really cares about Indiana. I mean, no.
Jeez. Sorry to our fans in Indiana if we have any.
Okay, no, I'm just saying like the hype, like everyone likes Kemba Walker. Well. Everyone in New York City, because he's kind of from New York City. But everyone likes Kemba Walker because he kind of is like a flashy guard, whereas Victor Oladipo is like first team all defense. Like he can dunk and stuff, but he's more of like a shooting guard, plays kind of like a small forward. Mm-hmm. And like the average fan is like 5'9", and he played point guard his whole life. So I just think the natural inclination is to go with a flashy point guard. Also why you see like almost no big men with their signature shoes, by the way.
Yeah.
That's literally why. You just see guys who can dribble on the perimeter.
Yeah. All right.
There.
bench guards, like we said, Victor Oladipo. And then I also give the nod to Bradley Beal. Because I think that for the remainder of the season, he's already had an okay start to the season. I think the remainder of the season, he's going to step up big. Especially, you know, in between now and the All-Star break and even after the All-Star break, there's no more John Wall. So
He's been a shot maker.
He's gonna have to put up big numbers. He's gonna have to put up big numbers. So Bradley Beal. So you're okay with that so far?
Mm-hmm.
Front court on the bench, Jimmy Butler, Blake Griffin, Ben Simmons.
Yeah. I think those are locks. Ben Simmons.
You could argue not Ben Simmons, because that gives the Sixers three All-Stars. And I'm not sure that they're a team that's been good enough this year to have three All-Stars.
Maybe they're not good enough because they only have three All-Stars.
Yeah.
They have no other... You could make the argument that
instead of Ben Simmons, you should put Chris Middleton. Because why give... The Bucks have had a better season than the Sixers.
Chris Middleton has been so, like, kind of inefficient.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. I went with Ben Simmons, so I think it's Ben Simmons.
Yeah,
I would have went with Chris Middleton if I thought it was Chris Middleton.
I would
be
so happy for it to be Chris Middleton. That'd be so great.
Yeah, he kind of deserves it, but
it's whatever. He's still like 26 or something.
He's got time. Then the two wild card spots. One, I'm giving to Dwayne Wade.
Dwayne Wade's in the All Star game.
Yeah, it's gonna happen. The other I gave to Nick Vucevic. Still having like a pretty solid season in the Magic.
I feel like he shouldn't get it.
But the thing is, I'm just I'm not sure who you would give it to over him. I might be forgetting someone. I don't think so.
You had Blake Griffin.
I had Blake.
Gordon Hayward's not an All-Star. Horford?
I don't know. I don't think he's been having a good season.
Yeah, it's weird. I don't know. I really don't know.
Okay, yeah. So basically, I think that we can agree that overall, the West was a lot more tight towards the end than the East.
Yeah, the East is like,
who's left?
Yeah, and the West is like Vucevic and All-Star vote. We're just like getting rid of Steven Adams, Rudy Gobert, Clint Capella, Gordon. Just like Luka Doncic potentially. You're just getting rid of Devin Booker. Like wow.
All right.
Which Devin Booker could make the All-Star game. Honestly, we're at 33 minutes right now, so we're going to do like this long segment for our Instagram post of the week, but I kind of want to mix it up a little bit just for something a bit shorter. Okay. I found this on Kicks. That's really interesting. I'm not going to show it because like the focus will get all messed up, but at Kicks on Instagram for our Instagram post of the week says best high school players in the country. Did you see my phone right now?
I did not.
Okay. So right now, for the class of 2018, the high school class, was RJ Barrett, 2017.
This is the best college players in the country?
No, best high school player in the country. And, like, we're going to go back.
This was in 2017. Because RJ Barrett's in college now, right?
Yeah, so, no, he graduated.
Oh, for each year. Yeah. For 2017, okay. It was RJ Barrett. Yeah.
No, for 2018, he graduated in the spring of 2018.
Yeah, okay, it was RJ
Barrett. 2017, we're going to go back. 2017, Marvin Bagley III, which is interesting. All right. We're just going to go. 2016, Harry Giles.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to have kind of a theme here. 2015, Ben Simmons, number one overall pick in the draft. We're going to see RJ Barrett, probably number one or two pick in the draft. Marvin Bagley, two pick in the draft. Jahlil Okafor.
Yeah.
2014 NBA draft. Andrew Wiggins, 2013 NBA draft. First overall pick, not translating too well. 2012, Nerlens Noel. 2011, yeah. Anthony Davis. 2010, Harrison Barnes.
Mm-hmm.
Not many people remember that Harrison Barnes was that dude.
That guy.
He went to UNC for a reason, and he was the best player on UNC for a reason. So I think, like, it's weird. There's almost no in-between here except for Andrew Wiggins, and he still went with the number one overall pick. There's either... I mean, I guess maybe Harrison Barnes is also in that in-between, but you have guys who either, like, did not pan out whatsoever.
As in, like, Harry Giles?
Yeah, or young dudes. I guess,
but Harry Giles is only, like, a couple years in the league, so...
No, you have Harry Giles and Nerlens Noel.
Yeah,
Jahlil Okafor.
Yeah.
So you have those three. Then you have the... are dominating the league or are probably going to dominate the league... talking about Ben Simmons going to dominate the league, Anthony Davis, and potentially Marvin Bagley, potentially RJ Barrett. But then you have this like weird middle group. I just want to like what kind of happened with Harrison Barnes and Andrew Wiggins?
That goes back to, I think, we talked about at the beginning of the episode, of them just being so hyped that when they don't quite Andrew Wiggins live
was,
up...
was Air Canada.
Yeah, when they don't quite live up to being the Michael Jordan of Canada... right, then all of a sudden they seem like a disappointment. But Andrew Wiggins never asked to be on the cover of Sports Illustrated. That's to true. Be, you know, like the next LeBron. He never asked for any of that hype, right? So when all of a sudden you're out here like mad at Andrew Wiggins that he hasn't become the superstar, the franchise player that maybe you would have wanted him to be, it's kind of unfair.
Yeah, but it's also the Timberwolves' job to pick Joel Embiid and not Andrew Wiggins.
Yeah. Right, so put that on the media, put that on the scouts. Don't put that on Andrew Wiggins necessarily.
Yeah, but then again, that doesn't have anything to do with where he ranked in high school.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I think that was pretty interesting. Obviously, Harry Giles was more injury, which is pretty sad. Harrison Barnes,
but he could
say he's more injury. Harry Giles could still
potentially bounce back.
Yeah.
He's been in and out of the D League, but or G League now.
Yeah, we're hoping for him. Like that would be pretty cool. That'd be a very good storyline. Do you want to talk about anything else?
I think really quickly, Tom Thibodeau being fired is kind of
important. Notable.
Yeah.
That's notable. Because it's weird that he survived and Jimmy Butler didn't.
Yeah, that they fired.
He's gone also.
Yeah. All right. So he was fired a few days ago. He was both the team president and the coach, so it's pretty significant that not only they've got basically a whole new front office just by getting rid of Tom Thibodeau. Interim coach Ryan Saunders, son of the late Flip Saunders,
Rest in peace.
Is now the youngest head coach in the league. They have a 2-1 record since hiring him.
Let him go to work.
I know.
I like him.
He's a cool dude. I do. I like him a lot too. And so my question is a little bit like, he's the interim coach for now. They're looking at maybe hiring a new coach
for the rest of the season.
Is he the interim coach for the rest of the season? Is he?
No, I'm saying.
I don't know.
I would say let him go to work. Why not?
Let him go for the rest. I feel like they should at least let him go for the rest of the season.
It's a young team besides
the youngest coach in the league. Rocco. He's got room to grow, right? Like let him see if he can
grow with these guys.
Yeah, exactly.
Grow with Karl Anthony Towns, who, by the way, there was a clip out there that said he like kind of like waved his hand at the coach, kind of just like blowing him off, which I was kind of interested in, because if you're that coach, you can't really show up Karl Anthony Towns on your first game, but you also can't really take that. So
he has to prove that he can't do that.
This really is going to depend on like how the players kind of trust him, which they seem to like him a lot.
Yeah, I mean, and that goes back to they were celebrating after his first win. They like poured water and stuff.
I love that.
So they seem to be having fun. They seem to like him. They've won two of their last three games. Things seem to be going pretty well. So hopefully that things work out with Ryan Saunders. We'll see. Maybe there was sort of a little rumor that maybe they fired Tom Thibodeau at this point, like sort of midway through the season, because Fred Hoiberg was close to signing a deal with UCLA, and that maybe they wanted to snag Hoiberg to be their coach. So we'll see if that happens. But then I also saw a headline, I think, that like the, so, you know, maybe someone in the Timberwolves organization sort of said that that was not as big of a deal as the media made it out to be, that it wasn't as like locked in that they were going to hire Hoiberg. Yeah.
Of course they were going to say that.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah, that's all right.
Okay, cool. I want to ask a question to, if you're watching this video / audio still, should Luka Doncic make the All-Star game? Should Derrick Rose make the All-Star game? Should Dwayne Wade make the All-Star game? I think no, no, and yes, but we'll see all in good time.
Yeah.
And thanks for listening / watching to this episode of Space the Floor NBA Podcast. Follow us on Instagram at Space the Floor Podcast and on Twitter at Space the Floor. And we hope you enjoyed. If you're watching this on YouTube, subscribe. That'd be really cool. And leave a like. And see you next time. My name is Connor Gielen.
And I'm Connor Flannery.
And see you next time.
Peace.